Today we pick up the story of Gene Wilson and Jimmy Parks right where we left off last week. As I mentioned last Sunday, we're trying to do things a little differently in the 1847 Silver Theater. The opening scenes of the drama tell you virtually everything that has happened so far without resorting to narration, so that when you hear today's episode, you'll be completely up to date on our story. Now the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the Grover Jones story, First Love, starring Rosalind Russell and James Stewart. We hope you like the novel touches our author has given his play.
I ain't sure as how I should be letting you wait in here, mister. Ms. Wilson, she's busy getting ready for that screen test, and God, she don't want to talk to no reporters.
But I tell you, she'll be glad to see me. I'm going to give her a lot of free publicity, which means she'll make more money.
Well,
and that means you'll make more money, too.
How come?
Don't you get a percentage of her earnings instead of salary, just like all the rest of her servants?
How come you knows about that?
Oh, I know a lot of things that...
Oh, hello, Mr. Parks and Mr. Burke.
Where's Miss Wilson, Bueller?
Over to the makeup place and getting ready for that test. But she don't want to see you, Mr. Jimmy. She done told me to tell you not to come around here till next Friday when she gets paid.
In other words, Jimmy, my boy, you're still in the doghouse.
Now, quiet, Perry. Well, never mind, Bueller. We'll just come in and wait.
There's another gentleman there, though.
Hello there, Jimmy. How are you?
All right, Barnett. What's up?
Hiya, Perry.
You heard him. What's up?
Why, nothing in particular. Just a little business I wanted to talk over with Miss Wilson.
Any business you have concerning her, you'll talk with me. I'm her manager.
Yeah? All right, Jimmy. That ought to do just as well. But there's one funny thing about me. I always like privacy when I talk business.
Bueller, go over to the makeup department. Jean may be needing you.
But Mr. Park, she done said...
You too, Perry. Get out of here.
Fresh air, it'd be a pleasure.
All right, let's have it.
What's the rush? Most?
I said let's have it.
All right, Jimmy, it's like this. I know this Gene Wilson's a new star, and I've got a story she might be interested in. You too, Jimmy. You used to write... You'd like this.
Go on.
It's about a girl, see? A waitress in a restaurant right across the street from this studio. Well, suppose we call the girl Jean. Then there's a fella. He's a publicity man named, let's call him Jimmy. And he gets fired from the studio, see? But as he's leaving, he tells the boss that he has a new star. Of course, he hasn't, really. But he runs into this waitress over at Umlaut's. And then he gets the idea of getting back at Ricky, at his boss, by tricking him into signing her as a star. So he takes the girl to a preview, see? And they're broadcasting the shindig. Am I boring you?
Go on.
Well, our hero ups to the mic and introduces little Jeannie to the nation as a famous international actress. Then to back up the bluff, he rigs her out like $1 million, gets her a fancy apartment, clothes, servants, the works. Only our hero is broke. So he has to get all those things by giving away percentages of the girl's salary, if and when she gets it. And now comes the good part.
Cut the comedy, Barnett. What else do you know?
All there is to know.
How much do you want?
So you like my story? Well, I'll tell you. I might take a few percent myself, but for two things. First, I happen to know you've already given away over 70% of it.
You've been pretty busy, haven't you, Barney?
Yeah, I get around. The other reason is that Martin Rickey is going to get out of that contract just as soon as he finds out his new star can't act. Because you and I both know she can't. She had a test with a quickie outfit 4 months ago. It was terrible.
I asked you once, how much do you want?
$1,000. Cash? Oh, I know you haven't got it, but it would be easy to promote on the strength of that contract. That's why I want to tell this girl.
You won't tell her anything.
No?
No, because you're going to keep your mouth shut to Jean and to everybody else.
Oh. So she don't even know. Well, that makes...
And she's not going to know. Now, look here, Barnett. You get this straight. You're going to keep your mouth shut. Do you understand that?
Am I?
Yeah. This town would have been a lot better off if somebody had whaled the daylights out of you a long time ago, and there's nothing I'd rather do than take on the job right now.
Wait a minute, Jimmy.
Bueller, we've got to... Oh, I didn't know.
That's all right, Jane. Mr. Barnett here wanted to talk to you about some business. I've taken care of it. He was just leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so long, Miss Wilson. So long.